Two dolphins were found along the Gulf Coast last week with fatal wounds that investigators believe to be bullet holes. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo reports the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration's Law Enforcement Office is seeking the public's help to find those responsible.
Within 1 week, a dolphin was found off the coast of Naples with a fatal wound to the head, and another was found with a bullet in its side off Pensacola Beach. NOAA's bottlenose dolphin conservation coordinator, Stacy Horseman, says feeding dolphins out in the wild can create behaviors that some boaters may find irritating, like snatching bait or begging for food.
And these behaviors of the dolphins are not always welcome, so they can lead to intentional harm cases, such as like what we're seeing.
According to NOAA, 29 dolphins have been found with evidence of being shot by guns or arrows or impaled by fishing gear since 2002, with four of those cases occurring over the last year. Harassing, feeding, and killing dolphins is against the law, and Assistant Director of NOAA's Southeast Division of Law Enforcement, Tracy Dunn, wants to hold those who harmed the marine mammals accountable.
Right now, we only have the physical evidence from the necropsy, and that does not carry us very far. So public help is extremely important in solving cases like this.
NOAA's Office of Law Enforcement is offering a reward of up to $20,000 for information that leads to a civil penalty or criminal conviction related to the recent dolphin deaths. For WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo.